This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along this afternoon. We're going to be talking with a woman from EOS, founder and executive director of EOS. And if you're not familiar with the organization, we are about to tell you everything you need to know. It's a therapeutic riding center, and we'll get into more about what that means and the work they do and have done for close to 30 years, I guess, now, correct, Debbie?
This is our 28th year, yes.
Debbie Smith with us, our guest on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Give me more of a summary there, more than just Therapeutic Riding Center. Explain to people what that is and where you're located and what exactly you do.
EOS is located 5 miles from Danville toward the Buckhorn area off of Columbia Hill Road. Actually, we're on Dahl Road, so it's very close for Bloomsburg and Danville residents. We are now serving a 6-county area. We have 85 riders this year in the EOS program, and we also started a Hoofbeats and Hearts for Veterans program. That's been going now for 4 years. We started back, 28 years ago with 2 lone ponies, and my best friend and I started the program. Our daughters grew up together, and we're involved in 4-H. And we started as a small Special Olympics program, and the program just kept growing, and the need kept growing. And we are now, we start our riders, our youngest is 2. Our oldest this year is, last year our oldest rider was 83. So it's a real wide range of age. All different types of riders with special needs. It could be Down syndrome, spina bifida, traumatic brain injury, a lot of riders with autism, ADHD. So it's a very, very wide spectrum of who we serve. And we have an overhead lift system so we can have our wheelchair riders be mounted right from the area where they come in on the deck. And we can raise them up and put them right over and lower them down on the horses.
Okay. How do you, how did you come to this point to say there's a need for this, and to be aware that therapeutic riding is a thing? I mean, I think some people yep. wouldn't even realize this was something that can be so beneficial.
I've been a horse person since I was tiny. I started riding when I was 5. When I went through high school, I had a problem with my speech and also reversing things. And nowadays it's dyslexia. So when I'm trying to do things and get through school, I had a really hard time. But my love for horses and teaching other people in the 4-H program how to ride horses and make that communication, I wanted to do when I was in high school was be a teacher to be able to get other people involved in horses. When I graduated high school, I went to work for a standardbred breeding farm that was in Buckhorn, and my job was to deliver all the foals. And I actually fractured my back in 2 places pulling a foal out, and I didn't walk for almost 2 years. And I ended up having 2 back surgeries and went through extensive therapies. So this got me back to where I could be with the horses. And this is actually how EOS started, because after going through intense therapy, I wanted to do something for other people that were going through the same type of situations in the therapy settings.
And the brochure that you gave me here before mm-hmm. we started talking really gives a list of specific ways
right.
that it can help, and that fascinates me. That you might just be tempted. People might be tempted to say, "Oh well, okay, so it's fun to ride a horse," mm-hmm. but there's so much scientifically that goes into this.
The one thing with horses and people is when we walk, it's our 1-2 step. When the horse walks, it's 4 steps. And it's not only forward and backwards, it's side-to-side rotation. So you're stimulating the whole body from your pelvis area all the way up through to your neck. So it actually, when the horse moves, you're getting a front-to-back and a side-to-side motion. It's a fluid motion while they're walking. And what that does, especially for a rider with cerebral palsy, they can come in the door and they can be in a stroller or a wheelchair and they're completely scissored and crossed, their legs are crossed over. And we can put them on a horse. Sometimes we have to lay them over the horse first and walk them just maybe even one lap around the ring, and then they're able to sit up. And in 10 minutes' time, you can just see them completely, their muscles relax. So it's an enhanced exercise through the motion of the horse. And then you throw in the emotional, and when you think of therapeutic riding, you want to think of, you're not only learning the equestrian skills of riding the horse, you're also learning social skills with our volunteers and our instructors. They're getting praise, and everybody gets five fives, and they're encouraged to reach their goals. So you're putting the physical and the emotional and also the socialization into one package. The nice thing about what we do is we have all different types of activities at the center. So it can be anything from them learning their ABCs and their numbers and colors and shapes and sizes, you know, to being an independent rider. So there's lots and lots of steps to it.
And before we go any further, I mentioned the name EOS.
Yes.
EOS.
It's EOS.
Yeah, I'm saying it wrong.
That's
it's
okay.
Not an, it's not, it doesn't stand for anything. I think people see that think
right.
It's EOS. It's
right.
Not. It's a word.
Right. Actually, Eohippus is the first horse of evolution. And what EOS, he was a small horse. And it actually means a new dawn or a new beginning. And that's what we feel we're achieving for our riders, is we're giving them a new beginning to start, you know, a phase to make them have better life skills.
It fits perfectly for,
right.
For the name. I know when I first heard of this years ago, I was trying to figure out what E and what O and what S stood for.
Make
sure our folks hear that. That's I'm not the only one.
No,
then.
You're not the only okay. one. We get asked that a lot.
Okay. And it's EOS.
Yes.
I think I said it wrong when we started
that's
the program.
Okay.
But like I said, we're all learning together here.
That's fine. So. That's no problem.
And you have, obviously, as a nonprofit, run on, kindness of others,
right.
The volunteer time of others. Talk about that first of all. How where do you find the people that volunteer and help out?
Well, our volunteers are the lifeblood of our program, along with our horses. We could not do this without the help of volunteers. To start off, we have students that come from the high schools that need to have their community service hours for their graduation. We have Bloomsburg and Susquehanna University students that come up for their classes and do so many hours of volunteering for their class. Also, it's through the nursing and the physical education, and also the psychology departments will send their students out to do even as high as 30 hours of volunteer work. Then you have your Boy Scouts, your Girl Scouts, your 4-H members, your FFA members. We just kind of keep trying to reach out to the community and have even our senior citizens come out. We have ladies that are 72, 73 years old that come out, and when they're walking with our youngsters, it's like their grandma. And they're everybody's a part of a family at EOS, and I think that's one of the most important things.
And certainly never easy to continue with getting volunteers, but at least in those ways, you've got a good supply with universities
right.
and so forth in this area. That's probably is one way you can keep it going. How many people are at any one given time would you call a volunteer there?
Oh, my goodness. In the afternoons, we start out with two riders, and they're all one-on-one individualized sessions. So we have an instructor, a person at the horse's head, and two sidewalkers. So there'll be a volunteer on each side of the horse, plus the person that is leading the horse or walking next to the horse's head. So at least six volunteers per rider for every 45-minute sessions.
Okay. How many centers like this are there across the country? Is this a rarity?
Oh my goodness, there's way over 500 centers that are PATH centers. They every state. You can go into the PATH International website and you will find all the certified riding programs. Also in Pennsylvania, there are over 60 therapeutic riding programs now. So you can also go into the Council on Education for Therapeutic Horseback Riding and get a list of all the accredited centers.
And I see in the brochure, this was kind of got its start in the 50s.
Right, okay. Exactly.
So it's been around for almost 70 years.
Yes.
Now, the concept and 28 years for EOS here in the Bloomsburg area. But yet you say people coming in from seven counties.
So yes.
You certainly serve a big area.
Most of our riders are Columbia, Montour, and Northumberland counties. But we do have riders that come from Luzerne. We've had as far away as Lackawanna County. There are a few programs that I've helped start to get ready to have their own programs. So now we have a new program up in the Hunlock Creek area. There's also a program in the Sealands Grove area. So it's becoming, you know, so popular and so many people in need for the programs. We still have a waiting list of over 30 people for our program. So when anybody calls me, I try to refer them to the programs that we've kind of helped get started in the area.
And of course, I always think of, when I think of caring for horses, I think of a TV show I saw years ago where the daughter got a horse and it was terribly expensive.
Right.
So it's for you guys to be caring for these horses that are doing this, that's costs. And where does the money come from? Where
okay.
Is it from the riders? Is it from people helping out?
Actually, one thing I'm very, very proud of is even back when I started the program, we did not charge anything. And over the first 7 years of the growth of our program, it's always been no charge. Up until our seventh year, we grew so much. And one of our board members said, you know, we really need to start charging something because we were only going off of our donations. Now, what we actually charge is it's $40 a riding session for one ride. And then it's 13 weeks into the spring session. And we charge $440 for that. And the nice thing, it's on an ability to pay basis. If a family can't afford to contribute anything to their session, they go to the Buy Ride Scholarship Program that I started. And I'll go to service groups and organizations and get donations, and we'll put that into the Buy Ride Scholarship. So we just send our families out a payment information form. They can check off buy a ride. They can write $5, $10, $15, whatever they can afford, and that's what we now charge them. So we're doing fundraisers throughout the year. We sell Gertrude Hawk candy bars. We have a walk in the spring. We also do a Lucky Buck raffle. We have a huge dinner dance auction in the fall, and we also do a bingo, a purse bingo. So we're doing all different types of fundraising besides what our rider fees come in, and then we apply to different organizations and companies for grants, and that helps out tremendously.
So a lot of efforts, probably.
Yes.
Constantly ongoing.
Yes.
to keep things going. You know, being a nonprofit radio station here, we get the concept.
Right.
That's always on your mind to keep operating.
One of the things is I always tell everyone our horses are gifts from God. And when you think of our horses that we use in our program, I started with my daughter's show pony. The horses are all individually trained for each of our riders to be able to have a comfortable therapeutic session. And it takes a very special horse to be able to handle all the balance issues with the riders, and they're moving back and forth maybe, or some of the riders we lay across their back. Some will go front to back, and they have to be used to all these different positionings. Plus, our older riders, they throw footballs off of the horses, they play basketball off the horses, and those horses have to stand there and mentally take all that pressure that they're put under every day. So they're put through a training program. It usually takes 6 weeks for us to be able to tell if a horse is going to be able to be used for the program. Some horses are donated, some we purchase. We have horses from the age range of 5 to 22 in our program.
Definitely takes a special horse to do the job.
Absolutely.
Okay. How do people find out about you mostly? Who's referring people to you?
Mostly medical doctors, psychiatrists, PTs and OTs in the area hospitals. We have to have a medical history on every rider that comes. If they are physically involved, then we need to have a PT evaluation so we know how to, you know, work with that rider. And then we put together a lesson plan that will work with what the PTs are working with in their therapy session to try to help them out along too.
Okay. And folks are welcome to visit and see the operation as well.
Absolutely. Our doors are always open. You're going to be greeted by our therapy dog Blue, because he comes out, greets everybody at the car, walks them in. He's doing activities with the riders the whole time they're there, and then he actually walks them back out to the car. So when you see a Blue Merle Australian Shepherd, he's coming to say hello first.
And I believe I met Blue years ago when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He's how old now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Blue is 5 years old. And you probably met Justin. Australian Shepherd. Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I remember meeting a fellow there, but it was a different guy.
And he does the same thing. It's like, it's funny because those dogs, my dog Blue this year, it is almost does the same thing that Justin did, and they're so smart. Blue plays cornhole with our veterans. He'll let them take their turn, and then I'll throw the football to him. And he goes and gets the football and brings it back and drops it in the cornhole. So it's all fun. It's all fun activities for everyone.
Yeah, sounds like a fantastic place, and obviously does so much good. What can folks do if they are interested, either learning more for, you know, to utilize the services or to help out in some way? What are some of your big needs?
If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can go to our website at eostrc.org, and there you can download our volunteer form. If you're 18 and over, we do need to have our clearances for state police and FBI. If you're interested in becoming a board member or on a support committee for our fundraisers, please contact us. We're always looking for new ideas and help in that area. You're welcome to come visit anytime. I live there. It's my farm. But when you come in, I'll give you a tour. And anytime the kids are riding, we can even, you know, take you around and give you a tour then and show you the different parts of the farm.
Okay, and the website again is EOSTRC for EOS Therapeutic Riding Center.
Correct.
.com.
Right.
I had to look at that on the computer screen. Okay. And folks want to give you a call as well for information. Can they do that?
Sure. It's 570-784-5445.
Right. Debbie Smith has been our guest today on the program. She is the founder of EOS, and she's the executive director of this organization of therapeutic riding just outside of Bloomsburg, outside of Buckhorn would be the best description, and gone on now for 28 plus years, or close to 30, I guess. What, 92 you began?
Yes, we started in 92, and we're 3 miles from Buckhorn. It's very easy to find.
Kind of between Danville and Buckhorn,
yes.
In that sense. Thanks for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And we want to thank our listeners for tuning into this afternoon's edition of the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.